This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Vincent Fennelli sitting in for Rich Heaven. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Rich, thanks so much for keeping the seat warm. Appreciate it. Thank you for... all that you do, and Gwyneth, and Dr. Norm Shealy, and Bert, and Sharon, and Kyle, and George, and all the others who are part of USA Prepares. David, Captain John, and the list is pretty long, so I'm not going to name everybody, but thank you for being part of USA Prepares. Well, I can take some calls today. It's just me and a couple Colts. And if you'd like to call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. However, if you choose to call, I'd like you to stay on topic. And what the topic is today is tips from the book, the way I do things that I'm going to share with you. And if you have follow-up questions, like if I say something and you go, I'd really like to know a little bit more about that, please call, and I will do my best to give you more information about what I mentioned. I don't want to talk about this election. There's nothing we can do about it. We have a person who has been appointed and a vice person who has been appointed. And that's the way it is. So what do you do? Well, you do what you can, and that is take care of your family. And I'm not talking about rioting. We're not going to do that. What you do is you just do what you can, make the best of what you have. The economy is going down the drain, which we said it would, and jobs are few and far between. Most jobs now are make work, and it's miserable dealing with companies. You buy something on the internet, and you get a box, and the little thing is on the bottom, the soft breakable thing's on the bottom, the cans are on the top, the cans get smashed, the little thing gets smashed, and it's a hassle dealing with these companies. It's miserable. They don't train people how to pack. And they have not come to the realization that when you buy it on the internet and you click checkout and you say complete or pay and you bought that, that's yours. Now, it's their responsibility to take care of it and treat it as if it's yours. But they don't. They don't care. They just throw it in the box. Maybe put enough tape on it, maybe not. Put it in a great big box when it's a little thing. It rattles around, gets handled by UPS and the United States Postal Service and gets beat up. And then you get it and it's broken. Then you have to fight with the company to get it resolved. And most people just say, oh, heck with it. But I guarantee you that unless you got a substantial discount, if you were in the grocery store or the supermarket in the good old days, you would not go and look through the shelf and find that dented can of tomato soup and pay full price for it. You wouldn't do that. Or the can of corn or beans or whatever it might be. You would expect that damaged goods would have a price that reflect the damage. Well, okay, in that line of thinking, I placed a call. I wanted to buy something from an internet company. As a matter of fact, I don't go out. I just stay here at the farm. And there are reasons why I don't go out. But so anyway, this internet company, I search for the product. And it comes in a cardboard kind of a container. So I went to the internet and I typed in the the generic name for this thing. And I thought, I'll get four of these. Amazon had them, like, I don't know, $15. And Walmart had it, and you pay shipping if the order is less than $35. And there was this other company that said, a very well-known company, one that I might have thought was reputable at one time, until yesterday. And on the first page of the website, it said 25% off and 99 cent shipping. But it said, claim your 25% off and 99 cent shipping. Well, that doesn't mean you're going to get it. It means you can claim it. But what do you have to do to get it? Well, that's different. See, what we've done is we've got these marketing people involved in wordsmithing, twisting the language. To claim it, what you do is you buy it. And then you get, but you have to give them your email address. And you have to give them the email address of a friend. And if the friend buys something, then you and your friend get a 25% off coupon. So I went to, I opened another tab on the screen, and I typed in coupon for this company. I found all these coupons, and 30% off, 50% off, 80% off, 20% off, 15% off. So I started copying those, and they want, those companies that have the coupons now want your email address. Used to be able to just click and copy the coupon. Not anymore. So I was able to find a coupon. It didn't work. So I used the coupon on the website that from the internet company that I was trying to buy this four products from. And their coupon didn't work. So I went to the chat and miserable operation trying to chat. And it wants all this information, like your email address. And so I disconnected from the chat four times. Maybe five, in frustration. And I saw the 800 number, so I called the 800 number and I got connected to the Philippines. And the people in the Philippines are really nice. They really are. But they're not authorized to do everything that you'd like them to be able to do. So I said, I'd like to buy this, but on your website it says 25% off and 99 cent shipping, and I'm good for that, if that's what you're going to do. She said, well, let me look. And she said, no, that coupon expired. I said, well, it's right on your website right now. She said, well, no, that expired. Then she came back. She said, well, it doesn't apply to what you want to buy. So why does it have it on the website if it doesn't apply and it expired? So I said, well, what can we do? She said, well, I'll tell you what. Let me place the order and see what I can come up with. And I said, okay, you can do that, but I don't want to waste your time. If you can't come up with something that's decent, something that's acceptable to me in terms of a discount, I'm not going to buy it. So I let her know up front that I was frustrated. Now, you know, I wasn't yelling and screaming and ranting and raving. I was just firm. And so she said, well, how about I give you $10 off? And I said, no. How about, and it was going to come out to $4.99 shipping. I said, no. No. How about 99 cent shipping? She said, well, I'll tell you what, I can give you free shipping, but not $10 off. I said, no. So finally, she gave me 10% off, free shipping, and I said, okay, is that the best you can do? And she said, I can give you a $5 coupon for your next purchase. And I said, okay, let's do that. So I got almost everything I wanted, but I had to keep asking. And what they do is they have tiers. Now, I haven't seen the tiers, but I believe they have tiers. And they start out with their lowest offer, and then they don't want, since you've spent 8 minutes on the phone with them, they don't want you to go away without them selling you something. So they keep increasing the offer. And that's how you can do it. But it's miserable. I have some homework for you. On Netflix, if you happen to have Netflix, there's a series. It is, it's upsetting. It's called WWII, as in World War II, in HD, as in high definition. They claim that there are scenes that have, and video and images that have never been seen before. Well, I've seen some of them. It is about World War II. It's about the sneaky attack by the Japanese on the United States. And how the Japanese occupied an island off the coast of Alaska, an Alaskan island. They took an island. They did. In 1941. And it's about the Nazi submarines and how they would sneak. They would sneak around the ocean and they would find a merchant ship and they'd sink it. A merchant ship. And if you watch this, or if you watch Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point, you will see how horrible war is. And how one guy like Adolf Hitler, can set the world on fire. And fanatics can follow one guy. And then that one guy, while he's building his machine, his political machine, he accumulates friends and fanatics. And those fanatics do things for him. I believe William Jefferson Blythe Clinton had some fanatics. And they did things for him. And he might not have said, hey, I want you to take care of business. I think they just said, oh, geez, Willie, this looks like a terrible thing. We'll just take care of it. I have a feeling that that's how it went. As a matter of fact, that's what Larry Nichols told me. That's how it goes. Well, Adolf Hitler had some friends, and one of them was a guy named Ernst Röhm. And Ernst Röhm built the SA, the Brown Shirts. And the Brown Shirts had their own uniform, and they had their own daggers, and they were brown, brown-handled daggers. They were called SA daggers. Then these other guys came around, led by a guy named Heinrich Himmler, and he liked black uniforms. They were called the SS. And they had daggers, and they had black handles. And by the way, the black-handled daggers are worth more than the brown-handled daggers. Because the black-handled dagger guys were way more ruthless than the brown-handled dagger guys. Well, Adolf Hitler had a problem with Ernst Röhm. So he had him killed. It's called the Night of the Long Knives. So what I'm saying is, in politics, you got to be careful who your friends are. Because you may support a guy and be really, really loyal and find out that you've been executed. And in that line of thinking, we find out that Proud Boys, the guy who was leader of the Proud Boys, was an informant for the police. Can you imagine that? So there are some people who have friends, and they get together and they say, you know, there's a thing in Washington, we should go. We should go to Washington and protest. And wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice and we'll have a good time and see what it's all about. And we'll see some of those Proud Boys and maybe get our picture taken with them. And, you know, that's a really good thing because they're proud. And the image is proud of America. But the leadership, the guy who's running, it's an informant. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying people that know that. So you have to choose your friends wisely. We'll talk more about that. Hey, get some bad information from people you like.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just me today. I'm going to have some tips from the book, but I wanted to comment on some things that I've observed. And that's what we do here at USA Prepares. We look up, we look down, we look forward, we look backward, we look to history as an indicator of what might happen in the future. And there really is not much new under the sun. So, this is from Reuters. I don't really spend a lot of time talking about articles, but I'm trying to make a point here. And it's about, the point is, who do you follow? And do you vet them? Or do you just, you know, you listen to people in the media and say, well, they're in the media, they have a microphone, they've got to be right. Well, here is something from Reuters. And the title of the article is exclusive. Proud Boys leader was prolific informer for law enforcement. This is Reuters. Enrique Tarrio, the leader of Proud Boys extremist group, has a past as an informer for the federal and local law enforcement, repeatedly working undercover for investigators after he was arrested in 2012, according to a former prosecutor and transcript of the 2014 federal court proceedings obtained by Reuters. How about that? Okay, so let's connect some dots. There's a radio outlet. I'm not going to name them. But they were suggesting that people share rides and go to Washington, D.C. for a protest. Have a good old time. And get in a car with somebody you don't know. And I mentioned this before. Get in a car with somebody you don't know. Have you put your brain in park? Get in a car with somebody you don't know? I mean, why else would you go to a website and try to find a ride? Because if you already knew somebody, you'd already talk to them. So this is obviously finding somebody you don't know to hop in the car with. Now, what would happen if you get in this car and you get, you know, and you're the passenger? Then you agree, hey, we'll split the gas, tolls, etc. And the car breaks down, or the car breaks down and has a flat tire, whatever it might be, fan belt flops off, overheats, tire blows, and you're off to the side of the road and the police come over and they say, you guys all right? Yeah, you had a flat tire. And the police start looking around. They become interested in what's in your car. And they find that they decide to search it. They claim probable cause and they find some drugs from the guy who you're sharing a ride with. Now you both get hauled off to the clink. Has it ever happened? Has that ever happened? Huh. I got in a car many years ago, maybe close to 10 years ago, went down to the Mexican border with two broadcasters. And we took turns driving. It was nonstop. And we wanted to see the wall. We wanted to see, what's it really like? Well, we had an arrangement with a farmer who lived, his back fence was Mexico. Take one step toward his house, his ranch, and it was the United States. So he's right on the line. Well, the wall was separating Mexico from him, and it was maybe 8 miles long. Tall fence, maybe 16 feet tall. And then at the end of the 8 miles, it was barbed wire. So if you looked up and you said, shoot, that thing's too tall, I'm not going to climb that, just walk 4 miles in either direction and just hop over the barbed wire. Now, it wasn't razor concertina wire like a prison. It was like cattle fencing. You know, 4 or 5 strands of barbed wire. You hop over it or hop under it. It's real easy. Well, we saw that. Well, while we're getting gas, it was my turn to pay for gas, and I was pumping gas, and the other two guys went into the quick stop and rob, whatever you want to call it. And I went in, you know, parked the car after I filled up the tank, went inside, and I saw one of the radio broadcasters who's not on GCN, who's not on, local guy, a local broadcaster on a local radio station. He had a headache. So he went over to the shelf where they had headache remedies, and he grabbed one, looked at it, and put it in his pocket to steal it. I looked at him, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he goes, oh, oh, oh. And then he decided he was going to pay for it. So what would happen if we got in the car, and then the store owner said, those guys stole Bayer aspirin, or Advil, or whatever it might have been?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Austin police are reporting the Austin standoff suspect was recently diagnosed with terminal cancer and had only weeks to live. 43-year-old Bharat Naromanchi is accused of shooting and killing himself and another doctor inside an Austin, Texas medical center on Tuesday. Senator Tom Carper, the Democrat from Delaware, Wednesday introduced a bill that aimed at making Washington, D.C. a state and full representation in Congress. The Washington, D.C. Admissions Act has received support from the Democrat Party, but Republicans say making D.C. a state would probably place two more Democrats in the Senate. The vote will need at least 60 votes in the upper chamber to pass, or a simple majority if the filibuster is abolished. Bad news, fellow nerds. Despite computer chip manufacturer AMD's record-breaking 2020, it anticipates PS5, Xbox Series, XS, and PC chip shortages to last at least through the first half of 2021. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The first private space station crew was introduced Tuesday. Three men, who are each paying $55 million to fly on a SpaceX rocket, will be the first Americans to pay for a ride. Russia has been selling seats to the ISS since 2001. Larry Connor, Michael Lopez Alegria, Mark Pathy, Eaton Stibble will need to pass medical tests and get 15 weeks of training. The trip is scheduled for next January. President Biden's pick to head up the Energy Department has a big history in alternative energies. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden's pick to lead the Energy Department, Jennifer Granholm, has disclosed millions of dollars in stock options across a broad spectrum of businesses, including more than $1 million in an electric vehicle and battery maker set to go public later this year. In her ethics agreement filed with the financial disclosure, the former two-term governor of Michigan says she plans to sell her vested stock options as soon as possible, but no later than 180 days after she's confirmed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
With the news that Tomb Raider is the latest video game to get a Netflix show, the franchise joins the planned live-action Assassin's Creed series on the streamer. Ubisoft and Netflix first announced they were working together in June of 2019 on distribution of the Moody adaptation of The Division. What the news does, it makes clear just how much Netflix is banking on video game adaptations to give it an edge in the streaming wars. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so the leader of the Proud Boys, let me continue reading just a little bit of this. This is important because I'm trying to share with you, you got to be really careful who you trust. Proud Boys. I mean, that sounds like who wouldn't want to be proud, right? Who wouldn't want to be proud of America? Well, the article in Reuters says, quote, in the Miami hearing, a federal prosecutor, a Federal Bureau of Investigation agent, and Tarrio's own lawyer described his undercover work and said he helped authorities prosecute more than a dozen people in various cases involving drugs, gambling, and human smuggling. Tarrio, in an interview with Reuters Tuesday, denied working with undercover or cooperating in cases against others. Quote, I don't know any of this, end quote, he said when asked about the transcript. I don't recall any of this. Law enforcement officials in the court transcript contradict his denial. Now, so here's a guy who doesn't recall cooperating with the police, doesn't remember being involved, turning over information about people who he knows. Can you trust somebody like this? Now, I'm not saying that he shouldn't have. I'm just saying that here's a guy that people are following blindly. They're also following blindly people in the media. Like, to me, going to Washington, D.C. and getting a rideshare with somebody you don't know is like beyond stupid. You don't know if the person can drive. You don't know if the person has a history. You don't know if the person is a felon and wanted. You don't know if the person has a gun in the car and is a felon and is not allowed to carry it. And y'all can be arrested because of that. You don't know. You don't know. Are you going to look through that person's luggage? Are you going to lift up the floor mats and see if there's any drugs in there? Are you? You don't know if the car is stolen. You don't know if he is on the DUI list. You don't know if he's wanted. You don't know if he's a disease carrier. You don't know. And suggesting a rideshare is like beyond dumb to me. I wouldn't do it. And I said that. I wouldn't do it. Not only that, I wouldn't go to Washington. Not only that, I wouldn't go to any of these protests. Why would anyone go to a protest where you have to get a permit from the government to protest what the government is already doing? Why would you do that? Stay home. Don't get involved in any of these things. It's dangerous. Why would you do that? Take care of your family. That's your job. That's job number one. Take care of yourself and your family. I said I have an immutable point of view, an opinion about COVID-19, the coronavirus, which I have dubbed the corona panic. The ensuing fallout from the coronavirus would be the corona panic. It's here. It's been here for quite a while, the corona panic. It is in desperation, job loss, poverty, disease, shortages. People are committing suicide. And yet there's a radio outlet that says it's fake, fraud, and to use their term, BS. I object to that. I told you that I was at a meeting, and they didn't know I was there, at the highest level of a large hospital organization. Very, very, very large. And I heard from the heads of departments what was going on. The top people. The doctors and nurses of the hospital, of which there are a lot. Big number. And I'm not going to tell you the numbers because it will help you identify who this hospital is or what it is. I'm not going to do it. But I got it firsthand. In the early days, about a year ago. This is real. And the hospitals didn't know what to do about it. They didn't have the protective equipment. They were in full panic. So here's what's happened. Here's what I know. Now, when I say I know, I don't mean I think. I mean I know. There's a difference. I know. Firsthand. I know. All the neighbors on three sides of our farm have been infected. They've had a tough go of it. I don't know about the other neighbor. I haven't talked to him. It's three sides. The husband and the wife in each house have had it, and it's been tough. I was on the phone with one of the guys recently who's recovering, and he was out of breath just reaching for his cell phone, which was probably in his pocket. There's an automobile repair facility, a company that we deal with in another state. We do business with them. And they are a specialty company, and they repair automotive products as a unit. So, for example, if you, well, let's say it's like an engine remanufacturer. Every one of their employees has had COVID-19. Everyone. But it wasn't as debilitating, you know, a day or two, and they were feeling kind of lousy, and they got over it very quickly. Their opinion is, it's no big deal, and they're not going to believe anything about this COVID-19 virus being debilitating. They don't believe any of it, because their experience wasn't so bad. There's a young woman known to our family in Missouri who got over the infection. She got COVID-19. She got over it. It was somewhat debilitating, but she got over it. Now she has headaches like she's never had before, and they keep coming back. So when people say it's no big deal, how many times have you, in the good old days, been at work and someone will say, I have a headache, and they can't do their job because they have a headache? It's debilitating. But now we say, well, yeah, but they're still alive. They can't work when they have a headache, but they're still alive, so it's no big deal, right? That's ridiculous. It is a big deal. Another family relation of ours, not my farm. Nobody here has it. But another family relation of ours suffered severe vomiting, dizziness, passing out, loss of smell, loss of taste. All the coworkers got it. Same symptoms. They closed the business down. The people are working from home. They're all middle-aged, healthy people. And they are really suffering with this. They're really suffering with the disease. I mentioned there's a family relation through marriage. And the great-grandfather got COVID-19. He's in the hospital. He's in really serious condition. And the great-grandmother got it, too. They're both in the hospital on oxygen. Maybe even on a ventilator. I don't know, as of the moment, whether they're on a ventilator or not. But they've been in the hospital. It doesn't look good. So what happened? Well, they had this person come in to help them. You know, help them with the housework, those kinds of things. This person was infected. So this visitor, who they paid to come help them out, infected them. Now they're both in the hospital. The great-grandfather and the great-grandmother. So now there's three of them that have it. Now the children, who are grandparents themselves, of the great-grandparents, they're about my age, so the children, their children, there's three of them. And what they did was what children should do. They helped out mom and dad. They'd visit their mom and dad, and they'd help them out around the house. And they'd stay for a few days, and then they took turns. They all got it. So all three of them are infected. Two of them are hospitalized. They're having a tough go of it. Now, one of the children's children has it. That's another one. Now, this costs between $51,000 and $70,000 a piece. Hospitalization. All because someone was helping them out and infected the whole family and spreading like wildfire. So when you hear people say on the radio, oh, it's all BS, it's nonsense, it's fake, it's fraud, I'm here to tell you, I know these people. And I know they're terrified of losing their family. And when all that's said and done, when they get the copayment, the deductible, or the hospitalization bills, they're going to be in shock. All because some person came to help them out, came to help out the great-grandparents. What I'm telling you is you have to be very careful who you believe. Very careful. And I am so glad that I am no longer associated with people who say, not me, associated by being on a network where people say this is fake, this is fraud, this is BS. It's nonsense. It's real. Okay, so I talked about the Proud Boys and associations. Be careful with whom you associate. My mother used to say, Vinny, you're known by the friends you keep. You're known by the friends you keep. Okay, here's a problem. Joe, I don't know what to call him, so I'm just going to call him Joe. According to Zero Hedge, yesterday, Joe signed 37 executive orders on the first week of his presidency. Now, the question is, Joe is, he's known as a plagiarist. Look it up. Joe, plagiarism. At Syracuse University. Well, he's sitting at this little tiny desk. Why is he sitting at this little? This desk is looks like a child's desk. It's that size. A little taller than a child's desk, but he's sitting at this little desk, and he's signing executive orders, and it looks like this his assistant, the gal who was selected to work with him, just kind of looking over, leaning, watching him sign his name to these executive orders. I wonder, where's the big desk? Are they sterilizing the room? Are they disinfecting the Oval Office? I don't know. Why is that? But he signed an executive order that states that the term China virus, I can't even say it now, it's now banned. You can't say the words China and virus together. It's banned. Executive order. No kidding.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dave is going to be joining us in just a minute. I just want to tell you a little bit more. So I'm looking at a website, and it has the nationwide COVID-19 metrics. And the daily tests as of January 27th, that'd be, what, yesterday? 1,600,000. I'm rounding. 1,600,000 daily tests. It's a huge number. The daily infection rate for COVID-19, 152,000. That's a daily case. It's 152,000 a day. Currently, there are 107,000 hospitalized. And the death rate yesterday, Wednesday, 4,000. Actually, 4,077. Now, I've heard the stories that you've heard. You know, guy's riding his bicycle, bangs into the curb, falls over, dies, COVID-19. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Because one of our family members was tested a couple times for COVID-19. Not at the farm, out of state. Twice. This family member has all the symptoms, and the test came back negative and negative. So what I'm telling you is I don't believe that all these numbers are inflated about COVID-19, because the experience that we have with our family member is that all the symptoms but negative and negative. Now, I've heard the other stories where people have been tested, they got negative and positive on the same day. So are there false positives and false negatives? Of course. What I'm telling you is you can only go by what you know. Now, here's what I know. In the early days, about a year ago, January last year, we heard all these huge numbers. And by the way, the guy with the big hair, he said, oh, no, we got this under control. You know, we're on top of it. He mismanaged this He mismanaged this better than anybody I could imagine working on anything. Total mismanagement of COVID-19, which used to be able to, and he called it the China virus. So government used to call it the China virus, but now government says you can't say that. Can't say China virus because it's not polite. Huh. So I guess you can't say the Italian mafia either, right? Or the Russian mafia, because it's not polite. All right, so here we have people dying. 4,000 a day? It's huge. And the boss told us, you know, it's going to be okay. They let it run wild. You have to pay attention. You have to minimize your risk. Because the people who I talked to, it's been unpleasant for everybody. And it's nearly deadly for most that I'm related to. It's a big deal. So how many cases in the United States so far? Globally, it's 100 million. Actually, 101 million so far. 101 million. Now, we're number one. 26 million cases in the United States. So we're number one in COVID-19 cases. And this is it's from the dashboard for the Center of Systems, Science, and Engineering, CSSE, at Johns Hopkins. We're also number one in deaths, 429,000. Now, the boss was telling us a year ago that, well, we got one person that's pretty sick, but we'll probably be okay. One. 429,000. That's getting close to 500,000 dead. And 26 million cases in the United States. David, welcome.
How you doing?
I'm pretty frosted. I'm pretty frosted. And, you know, people I used to be associated with, and praise the Lord, I'm no longer associated with them because they've thrown me overboard. And I really appreciate that because they say that this is fake, fraud, and BS.
Well,
I think that's dangerous, saying that, letting people go out, you know, oh, no mask, no glove. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not putting a diaper on my head. Nobody's ever said put a diaper on your head.
Yeah, one thing before I make a comment. You were talking about Netflix and World War II. You should look on there called The Liberator. It's like a World War II about another unit of Native Americans, and it's a mini series, and they actually tell you what happened to his life when he died and everything at the end. It's good.
The Liberator?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Can you stick with us?
I do need
to get to some of these tips. And if you want to hang on and ask me follow-up questions about the tips, you can certainly do that as well. David and I will be right back. Well, we've got a few more seconds. Anything else you want to say in the last 10 seconds?
No, I'll let you die.
Okay. I'm so glad you called because people were asking, how's David? Well, you can hear him right now. How's David? David, you doing okay?
They don't let me talk much.
They don't? Okay. Are you doing okay?
Yeah. So far.
All right. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.